99.5 The Mountain.
Mountain Mornings with Ian Campfield.
Morning, Ian Campfield here on 99.5 The Mountain. The Golden Globes happened yesterday, one battle after another. Hamlet and The Pit and The Studio were the big winners. Did you watch? You know, I've got a friend called Susie who works in TV. So I always say it's her job to watch these things because she cares, so I don't have to. And even Susie sent me a text message yesterday saying, the show is over and I've got nothing to report. It was so dull. Nikki Glaser was good, but I feel like I barely saw her. This is how bad award shows are. There's a TV award show and my friend who works in TV watched and didn't care for it. You know, I said I've got other things to watch that are more entertaining, like, I don't know, staring out of the window. Brace yourself, I'm going to say some controversial things in this segment. Grateful Dead fans are mourning the loss of Bob Weir, their guitarist, who passed away yesterday, age 78. Grateful Dead are one of those American institutions that I just don't understand. But I love Touch of Grey. And I was always intrigued that Grateful Dead never seemed to perform that live. And I thought it was because they thought having a top 40 hit was a sellout. Until I met someone randomly in a bar one day who played in a Grateful Dead tribute band. And he said that they also avoided Touch of Grey. But he thought it was for the same reason that the official Grateful Dead never played it, which was that it's too hard to perform live. And his point was, it's one thing to do freeform jazz explorations that go on for 30 or 40 minutes. But if you've got a 4-5 minute pop song with a structure, that's way more difficult. And so I found the final footage of Dead & Company performing with Bob Weir. And they do Touch of Grey, right? First of all, they make it sound like it's a kid's lullaby because the band members are hardly even tapping their instruments. And secondly, that solo that the guy in the tribute band told me was really hard to play, I notice all of that is done by John Mayer. So once again, I say, I don't understand the Grateful Dead. Since we last spoke on Friday, I went to the DMV. I had to get my driver's license renewed. And I have to ask, when you go to the DMV, is it their directive to treat everyone who is there as if they are a criminal and shouldn't be given whatever they've gone to the DMV to get until they prove otherwise? Because that is literally what it seemed like to me on Friday. I went in, right? I got my appointment time. And for the first 10 minutes during this appointment, I was shouted at, tutted at, and basically stared at in a very stern fashion. Until the lady put all of my information in and saw that it was all okay. And then suddenly she started making jokes and smiling. It was like a split personality scenario. And because I'm here on a visa, I have to get my driver's license renewed every 3 years. So I looked at the picture that I've got on my new one compared to the license from 3 years ago. And I thought, oh my God, I've aged. But then I considered, I just think it's a bad picture because at the time, that DMV appointment was so stressful. You know, I like to be at the cutting edge of fashion and lifestyle. Mountain Mornings knows what the kids are up to, which is why today I can tell you that the latest trend is the year 2016. Bring back 2016 is a big hashtag with Gen Zers who would like a reset back 10 years when they think things were more fun. And it made me consider that this past weekend was the 10th anniversary of David Bowie's passing. And there is this theory that once David Bowie left us, everything went crazy, and it has been so ever since. There may be something in this. When you look back at 2016, big trends were things like Chewbacca Mum. Do you remember her? She was kind of like the Hawk Tour girl of 2016. But Chewbacca Mum, probably more entertaining. I also remember Red Sweater Ken. He was a guy who became famous because he wore this red sweater and was one of the spectators who asked a question during a political debate. I mean, those were the glory days when Red Sweater Ken was the focus of politics. And also, the hottest men's grooming trend of 2016 was looking like you gave up. See, that sounds good, don't it? It is a great day for Prime customers. There was a $2.5 billion settlement with Amazon that means eligible individuals can claim $51 back on their Prime subscription because it was deemed too difficult to cancel. And $51 is what? That's about half of a year of Prime, ain't it? So think of this as all that toilet paper you had delivered and a new season of Reacher is now 50% off. Although, it makes me ask the question, how complicated are the forms you have to fill out in order to get this $51 back? I mean, how complicated on a scale of 1 to how difficult it was to try and cancel Amazon in the first place? Thank you for starting your day with 99.5 The Mountain. As a responsible broadcaster, I feel duty-bound to give you this public service announcement. It is officially coyote mating season. And that means that they are more vocal, visible, and territorial as they search for mates to do it with. So basically just be aware that now through March, coyotes are going to be bolder and more aggressive, especially towards small pets and also, in some cases, towards humans. Think of it this way. Currently, coyotes are more horny than gay guys watching Heated Rivalry. I'm Ian Canfield. Thanks for starting Monday with me. Don't forget, if you missed anything, we got a podcast now where we compile all of the newsy bits that I've spoken about so you can get fully up to date with the most important news stories of the day in a very succinct format. I mean, you could just spend hours doom scrolling or you could check out the podcast. You can get it wherever you get podcasts. It's under the name Ian Canfield, or check it out at 99.5themountain.com. Have a good Monday. I'll be back tomorrow from 6.